come to light over the last while that the adult educators around the country, including here in Donegal, are just in their terms and conditions aren't as good as what they would like. Similar, obviously, to the SNAs. We've seen the early years educators and school secretaries and caretakers all to try to take action and try to take improve their work conditions and stuff. And it's the same situation, really. They don't have full-time hours. You know, a lot of them would be dependent on contact hours. And therefore, you know, if they're not there, they're not getting paid, you know. And it's the same situation as SNAs and stuff where it comes to the summer holidays. They're on the social welfare benefits, like, you know, which just isn't acceptable. So.
That is a key issue within the education sector as a whole, you know, if there's summer holidays. But I suppose nearly more so in the shorter breaks, the maybe Christmas and Easter, where by the time they're able to get social welfare paperwork sorted, they're nearly back at work, so they end up just losing out on the 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, it happens even with the substitute teachers as well. Like, you know, they don't have a full-time job, even though that some of them are working every week, but they don't have a full-time job, and therefore, when it comes to the couple of weeks off for Easter or whatever it is, you know, they don't get paid for it, you know, so they have to sign on for a couple of weeks. And then, as you say, it takes a couple of weeks to get the payment sorted and probably get the payment afterwards or whatever. But it's just the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, these people are working full time. This is their career, you know. And I think the government, like, they say a lot about they want to promote education laws, but they need to step up to the mark. They need to make sure what they're you know, they say one thing and don't do another, like, you know. So I think it's time that a lot of these education people that are involved in education are get pay parity, you know, and parity of conditions and you know, this, and at the end of the day, they all need to be on a level playing field, and that's just not happening at the moment.
So what's the plan there with the Adult Education Teachers Organisation?
Well, they're just sort of highlighting it at the minute, you know. They're hoping that the Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, will come to the table and offer them a better deal. I haven't been chatting to the organisers. It's just actually some of the adult educators themselves that I've been in touch with, you know. So listen, they're hoping that the government will step up to the mark, and the government will come to the table with a better offer than what they have, you know, and like, some of the good problems that they have will be ironed out. But listen, what we've seen in this government over the last while, you know, they wait. You know, we've seen school secretaries and caretakers on strike, we've seen SNAs take to the streets, you know, and we've seen early years educators disgruntled as well. Like, you know, so it's just up to the government to make sure these things are ironed out and ironed